talking with Dixie College head baseball coach Gordon Jolly on today's Rebel Report. And, Coach, you did what you needed to do on the road against College of Eastern Utah.
Yeah, we needed to win one game, but we ended up winning both games. And so that'll put us in second place of the South End, and we'll be in the tournament.
Let's talk a little bit about that first game. You started off with the hot bats again, didn't you?
Yeah, Adam Mills led off with a home run, and it kept going after that. We got a pretty good pitching performance from Kurt Palmer, and so, our hitting, fielding, and pitching came through when we needed it.
With Kurt Palmer pitching so very well, that's just what you need going into the tournament.
Yeah, him and about four others it in order to win the tournament, but we'll take what we can get. Kurt's 7-2 right now and having a very good year.
Let's talk about game number two. What about the results of CEU and Dixie on that game?
Score was 12-10. The results really didn't matter since we won game one, and so I pitched Billy Robb three innings, Tim Bradley two innings, and Jeremy Ross two innings, and that's what we wanted to do before the game, just to get those guys some time.
What about your pitching staff going into the tournament? How healthy is it? Are you feeling better about it now?
I'm feeling better about it. I still don't know if it's good enough to win the tournament with our pitching, but I think offensively we're the best team. Defensively, I think we're right there, but pitching wise, I just don't know if we're good enough to win this region tournament.
One other kind of strange note was what happened with Colorado Northwestern. They just folded up the tent that last week. That must have been a problem.
Well, I had some bad weather, I think starting on Thursday, and they were supposed to play Utah Valley on Thursday. The game was originally scheduled for Saturday, but since they have graduation Saturday, they rescheduled it for Thursday, and it rained. And then Friday they were supposed to play snow. And I guess the field wasn't very good then, and so he canceled or just forfeited both games to Utah Valley and then to snow on Friday, and which is it's kind of an interesting situation. I don't think those things should happen, and it's Utah Valley and snow, they're not to blame. I think something needs to be done about that though.
That did cost you a chance to host the tournament.
Well, we didn't win the games we were supposed to on our own. We let a couple slip through our fingers, and what happened this last weekend with the forfeits, I'm not really looking to that as the reason why we didn't host the tournament. We had a chance, and we just didn't win the games we were supposed to.
We've been talking with Dixie College head baseball coach Gordon Jolly on today's Rebel Report on 1450 KSGI. We're talking with Dixie College head baseball coach Gordon Jolly on today's Rebel Report. Coach, now you know your opponent, you know the bracketing. How tough is it going to be to get through this Region 18 tournament?
Well, ask my pitchers. I think everything lies on the pitching. Throughout the year, our hitting's been as good as it's been at Dixie College since I've been here. Defense has been above average. And our pitchers are starting to come along. The last two or three weeks, they've improved steadily. So hopefully we're on a course where they can take hold and do their part for a win.
You have a matchup with CSI. What do you expect out of them in that game number one?
Not a lot of power. Very selective at the plate. Excellent defensively. And pitching, Coach Walker has a tendency. I mean, they expect a lot from their pitchers. If they don't get the job done immediately from their pitchers, they'll pull people, bring more people in. They have a lot of numbers, and they're not afraid to use them, especially at pitcher. I expect CSI to really want the tournament badly. The last 4 years they haven't won the tournament, and before that they dominated, and it's about time for them to, in their minds, to get back on track.
That 9 o'clock in the morning start on Thursday, is that going to be a problem?
Well, both teams have the same same wake-up call and the same starting time, so I don't expect it'll be a problem.
Next game, 11:30 in the morning, Utah Valley versus Ricks. Ricks is back in this tournament after several years being out. That must be exciting for their ball club.
Yeah, I'm not sure how second place finished up. Apparently, Ricks won it. But Treasure Valley and I've heard Northern Idaho were right there all together. CSI dominated, and then it was very close for second out of those. We played Ricks early, and I really don't know too much about Ricks other than that it's Rexburg's a cold climate, and they don't get too much playing outside. But they have some good athletes, and to make the tournament, that says it right there.
Is it CSI, Utah Valley, or Ricks the team that you have to get through to win this tournament?
Well, right now it's CSI. We have to get past CSI, and in this type of tournament, double elimination with four teams, the team that wins two in a row is definitely in the driver's seat. Since I've been here, I can't remember a team that hasn't won the first two games, them not winning the tournament. So maybe it's happened. I just can't remember it right now. But you definitely have an advantage if you win those first two games.
Your ace of your staff on your pitching staff has changed throughout the year. Who are you going to start in that first game?
Kurt Palmer.
He's come on strong for you the last couple of weeks.
7-2 right now. At practice today, I jokingly said to Kurt, this could be the first year that I've had a double-digit win pitcher and also a double-digit ERA pitcher in the same year as the same pitcher. And that was kind of in jest, but kind of close.
What about game two? Who will be your pitcher?
I don't know yet. It just depends on our opponent, and it depends how I'm feeling at the time. It'll either be Billy Robb, Tim Bradley, or Jeremy Ross. One of those three, I haven't decided yet.
And whoever's left will go in game three if you have one.
Uh-huh.
We've been talking with Dixie College head baseball coach Gordon Jolly on today's Rebel Report on 1450 KSGI.